We're back again, folks, breaking down all the NFL's teams. We're here now with the team that lost last year in the playoffs to the eventual world champions. I'm talking about, in fact, the
Patriots?
No. The
Falcons?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it seems to be the Falcons every year. I was confused. Sorry.
Right.
All right, today we're going to talk about a team that down the line last year finished 5-1 in the regular season and really was on a hot streak into the playoffs and then ran into a wall called Ray Lewis, Anquan Boldin, Joe Flacco, and the eventual world champion,
inexperience.
Baltimore Ravens. Yes.
Inexperience.
A lot of young talent on that team. How do you see that young talent maturing over the offseason and returning to the playoffs this season? Do you think that's a possibility?
They've got a lot to prove. They got to show that last year wasn't a fluke. That's really what they got to do. Everybody's sitting back saying that was lucky. Nobody expected this from the Colts. What we are doing? And now they've got to prove it. They can only go down from what they did last year. Honestly, I think.
Well, I mean, would you say that they were lucky last year, or that their luck could run out this year? I mean, there's a lot of things you can look at. I mean, Andrew Luck to me. I'm not going to say he's the next Peyton, but as far as drafting quarterbacks every 15 years, the Colts have figured it out. I mean,
yes.
To let Peyton walk knowing you're getting this kid, I mean, you know, like we said, they're not good at drafting pretty quarterbacks. You're not going to see them on the GQ cover, but this kid can not only call a game, but he can throw he throws the team on his back and he says, we're going to the end zone.
And actually speaking of Peyton Manning, we're really going to see just how he compares to Peyton in week 7 on a Sunday night game in Indy against Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. But I agree with you. I think this young team has got to step up this year. I think a lot has to do with how well Luck plays this year compared to his last year. It seems like almost everybody has a sophomore slump of some sort, and where his comes in may be just where – you know, may define where the Indianapolis Colts go this year. They do need a running game. I mean, as much as they picked up Ahmad Bradshaw, they did, Ahmad Bradshaw.
I mean, that's a pretty good pickup. Donald Brown's on there. I mean, he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a few. Vic Ballard, has made some good runs. Megat actually played really well down the stretch last year for them. But I think the running game really needs to step up, because otherwise you're going to become a one-dimensional team and you're going to know that what's coming, which means that Luck is going to get tossed to the ground a lot more just simply because they know they're going to pass the ball.
Yeah.
I really, really need to focus on T.Y. Hilton this year. And how he steps up as a number 2 to number 3 wide receiver behind,
nice. He's gonna be nice.
Yeah, I really think, like I said, preseason aside, he actually had 3 receptions for 61 yards and a touchdown against the, Buffalo Bills this past weekend.
But just to speak on preseason, the Cardinals was shut out the Packers.
I know. I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
You have to look at, it's preseason. Take it with a grain of salt. He does make some big time catches, and he needs to make those big time catches for Luck and the Indianapolis Colts to have any kind of good luck this year.
I like him too. I like Hilton.
Well, but one thing that a lot of teams are lacking, including the Patriots even, is depth at a lot of key positions. But they went out, and in case Luck gets knocked around, they got Matt Hasselbeck, who is at least a solid backup.
He's a decent backup.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good second option in case something happens, or in case they even want to give Luck a break if they go up by a lot. And, they got Darius Heyward-Bey to back up Hilton and Reggie Wayne and all those, which is a good third option, maybe even slot guy.
I agree with that. I did not know they went out and got him. I always thought he was probably one of the top. I thought he was the best in Oakland. I liked him in Oakland.
I couldn't believe they let him go.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wow. I did not know he went to Indy. That's a real good pickup for them.
I think the key this season for the Indianapolis Colts is, as much as I love Andrew Luck and as good as he is throwing the team on his back,
the defense
and the run.